God's word is alive and full of strength. It discerns the sentiments of the heart, but we must be open to receive it. Speaking to those present for morning mass in the Vatican, the Pope highlighted the need to really welcome the message of the gospel with an attitude of docility and openness.
La libertà cristiana e l'obbedienza cristiana è docilità alla parola di Dio.
The gospel, the Pope said, doesn't just tell us the things we want to hear. It's alive and strong and full of novelty. God's word, he continued, is free and full of surprises, because our God is the God of surprises, the God of the revelation. And urging us to be malleable and docile, he said we must ask ourselves whether we adapt ourselves to the novelties of the gospel, or do we process the message until it becomes something different to what God wants it to be. And Francis reflected on the first reading of the day in which the prophet Samuel reprimands King Saul for not obeying the voice of the Lord
Saul, proprio eletto di Dio,
and for attempting to justify his disobedience by masking his greed with generosity. The Pope said it is important to have a docile and obedient heart, to listen to the voice of the Lord and to do what he commands, so that in obeying him, we share in his life and love. And this, he continued, leads us to reflect on the true meaning of Christian freedom and of Christian obedience, both of which, he said, are to be found in the word of God and in the courage to be really open to his message. I'm Linda Bordoni.